before we do that, we might go to the great man, Stevie Noyce. Time to do this. Absolutely, we're not going to sit in silence. And this is a bloke who I love bumping into at Flemington each year for the Melbourne Cup. He's usually down there. Hey, Noisy, how are you?
Yeah, really, really well, mate. One sleep till a glorious night here at Winnie Park tomorrow night.
Oh, fantastic. The Golden Easter Egg is back on this weekend at Winnie Park. And I'm pleased to say that Noisy, thanks to you guys at Winnie Park, you're giving away $500 to the listener whose dog wins tomorrow night. We've got one given away so far, which is the number six. But what are you most looking forward to tomorrow night, Noisy?
It's interesting, Joel. I think still very much a newcomer to racing, but it was fascinating last week to see the pride in all the people who were reaching the finals. And, you know, it's I think the pride and the prestige and seeing them there. The beautiful thing about this sport, mate, is it's simple, humble people. And don't mean that in any disrespectful way. They're just good knockabout people. Tomorrow night's their grand final. And our product is on fire, as Finchie would know. You know, it's come to life. And, you know, I've been bullshitting about footy clubs where you've lost 18 in a row and you go, well, you're starting to come good. We'll be right, whatever. At the moment, you just let the product talk. And the staff say, what are we going to do? I said, just get out of the way. The product is on fire. And so, yeah, looking forward to that. And, you know, someone's going to get their name as part of history. And, yeah, it's amazing. A guy like Steve Keep. With Barclay Knight. He's just a hobby trainer from Lismore. This will be his biggest night. And you've got the professional trainers. Steve Withers with Tommy Shelby in the eight. If he wins tomorrow night, his prize money goes over $1 million. So lots like there, but lots of fun. We had Jelly Bean Jam out here last week, which I'm sure Finch has bopped away to various places. And it was funny, Brett, race 11 last week, I said to him, do bloody Sweet Caroline or something. So people are swaying and singing. And a couple of
the old favourites.
Yeah, a couple of the older gentlemen out here come up, Noisy, this is a greyhound track. I said, it's race 11. There's no good telling me now. I'm just kept playing. But it was just, I mean, our product is pick a number between 1 and 8, pick a colour, pick a name.
Yep.
Every 20 minutes, bang, 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 you know, $6 beers. Just come out and have some fun. You know, just really enjoy yourself. And so, as I say, it's going to be pretty special tomorrow night. And SEN team have got the new sensation final, race 5, tomorrow night too. So hopefully that'll be good for the guys.
Hey, Noisy, I was actually there last year, and not many people were for obvious reasons, at the $1 million chase. And to see Pilar Gogosian going down the line there, like a life-changing episode there. And similar things going to happen with the Golden Easter Egg.
There's the two on the other end of the phone and me, you know, 250 changes your life.
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt about it. But also, as I said earlier, the pride of that. But we've got five feature races tomorrow night. And, and you know, they come in all shapes and sizes, both the greyhounds and the trainers. But as I say, just really good people and guys that you two would just get along with, knockabout people who out there having a dig and enjoying themselves.
Now, Noisy, my time at the Roosters, we trained down there at Wentworth Park, so I've got great memories of being down there and being on the drink and watching the greyhounds on a Monday night, or Ricky Stewart just absolutely hammering us inside the track. Now, be honest with me, Noisy, what's harder to do with, greyhounds or rugby league players?
That's an interesting question, mate. Rugby. There's this theory I've got in life in dealing with football players, Brett. Before you can be old and wise, you've got to be young and silly.
Yeah.
And so I was, you were, Joel was, and, you know.
Yeah.
It's some good sillier than others, Noisy, unfortunately. Yeah, and I'm one of them.
So, well, it was interesting this week, and obviously sad news with Tommy passing away. But, you know, a great young kid in Jake Friend, obviously, when I was at the Roosters. He was young and silly. But the good thing about Jake that I admired, unlike other people I've worked with who, when they get caught, they're sorry they got caught, not sorry what they did. You know, Jake was always genuine. And to think, you know, he got punted, worked in the sandwich shop and came back and held the trophy up as the co-captain and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, that's why you do rugby league. It's that sort of stuff and the redemption stories. And, yeah, really proud of him. But, Yeah, I'm too old now, Finchie, for rugby league. So they said come here. But, yeah, good people here and great people in rugby league. And I think the synergy between both is really fascinating. You know, there's so many people that, you know, like the three of us who love their sport and, you know, love rugby league but also love, you know, love having a drink and a punt, obviously responsibly. So I'm pretty lucky for someone who's pretty dumb at school to end up in some of the jobs I've done.
And Noisy, I wouldn't say that, they're very, very sharp, our man Stephen Noyce, but Noisy, you've had a decorated career and I think people actually underestimate how actually big a beast the greyhound racing game is. But let's just go back to the rugby league for a moment. And of course, your background is way back with the Western Suburbs Magpies. Very, very sad news this week about Tommy Radonikis, wasn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it was. I had the great pleasure flying up in 1994. We'd had Warren Ryan as our coach. You know, technically an amazing coach, but we'd probably lost a bit of the fun and the colour. So I go up to see Tommy in the Queenslander that he lived in up there and said, mate, just come down and have some fun. That was intelligent of me. He obviously listened pretty well because he had some fun. And, you know, I played a tiny role in his life, but he certainly made a very big impression in mine and my wife Kerry's life. He was an amazing man and some of the funny things he did. But he was always, I think like you two, you know, always good at heart. There was never any really bad stuff in him. You know, he obviously played. I remember when we came down one of the first weeks, he said, Noisy, I'm going to go to that monastery place out the back of Campbelltown and train. Yeah, good as gold, Tommy. We'll get out there and call him up. So training's finished. He's sitting in the cricket wicket. He said, why don't we have a game of cricket, boys? And the boys go, yeah, that's good. He said, yeah, nude cricket. And then I remember Lagan's telling me, that's all good and fine. He says, Noisy, it's going to be fun. But then Tommy's team were behind, so it became very serious. And, I was there for 2 years with him. We had a lot of fun. We also had a lot of success.
Yeah. I played new cricket with Adrian Morley once, and I soon realised it looked like he brought his own bat. So I thought I'd just be the umpire for that game when Moz was playing.
carry the drinks.
I think that was the best spot for me.
Yeah, no, very, very good.
Yeah, no, good man, and says a lot about the culture of rugby league. And we've got blokes like Tommy, and he'll be organising some drinks up with up in heaven. Good, you know, God rest his soul.
Absolutely. Hey, Noisy, can people still get tickets to go Saturday night? And how are you going
numbers-wise? Yeah, certainly can. It's the phone's been ringing good, but wentworthpark.com.au, or obviously you can come out at the gate and buy your tickets. As I say, we'll have a good band on again tomorrow night, 11 just electric races, lots of good opportunity. We've got a punters club, reasonably priced beers, plenty of opportunity to get a feed, and it's going to be good. And the gentleman who's tipping for SEN at the moment's on fire. So in the Association Cup tomorrow, he likes the five. Thinks it'll miss the jump and get the rails, and then the Easter egg, a bit of an outsider, the one. The one, Farmore Beach, one of our interstate visitors, a bit of a price to knock off the two favourites. So, but as I say to everyone, come out here tomorrow night. You're guaranteed to have fun. You're guaranteed to watch something that will be glorious. And thanks to everyone for the support. The greyhound racing, to your point earlier, Joel, I think it's really making a comeback at the moment. People, as I say, see the fun, see the simpleness. It's on every 20 minutes and away we go. And look forward to having both of you out here. We can run another punters club, Joel, like we did at Canterbury Park that time.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I just thought of a market for you, Noisy. I don't know if they have that, but they should have a market where you pick the exact total numbers. So you add up all the winners. So number one plus three plus four, and at the end of the night, you get a decent old price for that.
It's unlike any other of the trotters or the thoroughbreds, but you've got more than ever, it's colour and boxes. You know, I'm a red rug, man. I like the red rug. When people talk about horses, they say, I go, you're an idiot. That's not going to help you win. But when it comes to the dogs, I love a red rug.
Love the red one, yeah.
It's funny you say that. Well, I think too, and that's a unique opportunity for us. So the first 150 people in tomorrow night will get either a red hat or a pink hat or a yellow hat. And yeah, it's one of those differentials, and you know, you can do those things here. And as I keep saying, it's all about fun. So thanks, guys, for your support, and hope yeah, looking forward to seeing you about out here very soon, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Noisy. We wish you all the best for Saturday night for the Golden Easter Egg. We also appreciate your words on Jake Friend and the great late Tommy Radonikis. Thank you very much, Noisy. We'll catch you soon.
Thanks, guys.